Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord, our God and King. And I love Him so much. He's always thinking of us, how to bless us, showing us what to watch out for. And I thank God for it. As I yield to the Lord today, I'm just going to yield to Him and let Him have His way like always. That's always my intent. The Lord taught me those things. Training is something that we have to have. We come to the Lord just like we are. However we think, that's how we think until we learn greater. Now, I remember the years when I was just getting to know the Lord. I loved God and I wanted to love God. I wanted to do everything that He wanted me to do. And I didn't want to sin. And it was very important to me not to sin. And it was also important to me to love God. I wanted to learn about Him. And I started hanging around people that were doing the same thing. And we all had different interests and different abilities. And coming out of the world, I wanted to know God. I wanted to understand things. And I knew that I did not understand everything like I really wanted to. But I had hope. I knew that God would work with me. I knew that He'd bless me. I knew all these wonderful things about Him. But I went to church all my life. And I've seen people do things. Some meant well, some didn't mean to do things the wrong way or whatever. But things would happen. And people don't always know how to handle the temptations or things that come that way. We're born again, but we're not born again experts. We're born again babies in Christ. And we have to learn everything. But what really helps is when we are around mature Christians to help us out. Now, sometimes the mature Christians are older than you. And sometimes they happen to be younger than you. And when I was in my walk with the Lord, people would hang around because they received strength from me. Or we received strength from each other. Or I would hang around others, or I would hang around people because they gave me strength. And I thank God for every one of them. And I can honestly say that every person, whether they hung around me for strength, or whether I hung around them for strength, or whether we hung around each other for strength, every one of them was a tremendous blessing to me. I learned from all of them. And that's how the Holy Spirit works. Sometimes when you're in a conversation, people are hungry. If people are hungry for more, the Lord will oblige them. He'll cause you to say what's necessary. Things are so simple. So simple. And you never saw it before. Now, I have been following God for years. And then last year, I was talking to a friend of mine. And he was talking, and we were talking about how temptation works and thoughts, dealing with the thoughts of it and how to get rid of it. And he wanted to know more. The Lord had taught me years ago. I'm not bragging, but that's what happened. But with all the things the Lord taught me, I never saw this until I said it. It came out of my mouth, but both of us were learning from it because it was from the Holy Spirit's heart. Now, so I can't brag because the Holy Spirit gave this knowledge and wisdom and counsel. It was all of it wrapped in one phrase. The Lord had me to say, if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, eat off the tree of life. If you don't want to fall somewhere, go eat the word in that area. And that's the counter. That's always the counter. And the things that the Lord taught me was to live from the perspectives of love and not the perspectives of the world. In order to in order to be worldly, you have to have, in order to cross the line, the Lord taught me this also last year, but it was before that. He said, in order to cross the line, I was doing a broadcast, like just like I'm doing now. And I didn't know, I had no intention of saying it. I didn't know I was going to say this. But he had me to say that in order to cross the line, you have to have a measure of hatred. I'm going to say that again. You have to have a measure of hatred. He didn't say measure. He said 11 of hatred. It has to be small enough for you not to get under the radar and start a fire of leaven that will spread. When the leaven spreads in your heart, you'll get to the point that the leaven of hatred is manifest and you can cross the line. So, in order to cross the line, you also have to, the enemy has to get you out of balance. And I learned these tactics from Satan, from fighting him. When he wanted to get me tripped up, he tried to make me angry so I would be off balance. And I saw how demons were manipulating the whole thing. Or fallen angels, or, you know, evil spirits. They were behind the mischief. And the enemy has a lot of place in the average person's life through aggravations, people not being balanced, people not knowing how to combat it. So I began to notice that the average person could easily be tempted. And I learned it. I walked right into to the trap of it. But the Lord was with me. And I also knew that if I failed, he was going to try to immediately kill me. I just knew that. But that's not why I fought. I fought hard because I wanted to know how to. I said, I'm going to learn. One day I just said, I'm tired of being tempted and going into prayer and trying to get this fixed. I said, I just decided one day. I said, Lord, I'm going to learn how to do this. And I want you to teach me how to live without temptation. See, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And many people that I was around were struggling with the same kind of temptation. Ministers, pastors, but they loved God and they would not fall, but they were tempted. And they got, you know, over time they would voice it. Because whatever gets in your heart, you voice it. Whether you really want to or not, even if you're trying to hide it. But sometimes they were just being honest. They felt like, if I share this, because one scripture said that in a weakness, if you talk about it, you'll be strengthened. And that's true. And it lets people know that other people are going through the same problem. Now watch this. This is something that everybody goes through. And some people have, some people have enough of the love of God that it's not as much of a problem as it is for others. And they know it, they've seen it, they know what it'll lead to, and they refrain from it. They have restraint. Some people learn restraint. And we all have restraint. But the enemy was trying to start that leaven of hatred. But we didn't know that. We didn't know the tactics of the devil. In the course of a day, you know, I was fixing cars all day. So in order for me to fix a car, I had to get the parts. And I had to get the right parts. And I had to get good parts. Or my job would never be done. And I used to speed in those days. Because in order for me to make enough money, I had to fix about 3 cars. In order for me to make more than I made on my job. I couldn't fix 1 or 2. I had to do 3 jobs and finish them, and to make the amount of money I needed to pay all my bills and buy tools and some of the things that I wanted. So I never just took a day off and went fishing. Now that was very rare. That would happen if I got exhausted or burnt out. I would plan it, just like you plan a vacation. And I would wait till I made enough money to do it. Because I used to work on cars outside, So I had to take advantage of every sunny day. If it was raining, I had to work anyway. I had to find work that I could do in my garage. So every day, every hour was precious. Every hour was precious, and I tried, and I had to make it count. So I used to, I didn't mean to speed, but I speed. That was just a habit. That was a habit I developed, and I got good at driving fast without getting caught. God forgive me. But I did it. I drove fast everywhere I went. And I kept good tires because I knew I was going to drive fast. I didn't buy used tires. I bought new tires. I made sure my brakes worked. I did those. I didn't even have insurance. You didn't have to back in the 80s. You didn't really have to have it. But I was young, had good reflexes, and I drove everywhere like a nut. But anyway, if I got the wrong parts, that would be aggravating. If somebody didn't pay me, that would be aggravating. And then when if you're being tempted and you're frustrated, you know, you're not balanced. And I began to see how the enemy was setting me up. So I started praying over my every morning. I would pray over my day. I said, Lord, bless me to get the right parts. Help me, you know. And I knew Satan was going to try stuff. So I would rebuke his plans and activity. And I did this too. And I learned, the Lord taught me to do these things. I didn't leave anything to chance. I learned not to leave anything to happenstance. And when you go to church, preachers say, don't sin. Well, you focus on not sinning. What about life? You got to focus on life if you're going to live. And you got to, whatever problem you solve, you got to do it biblically. But, and I do these broadcasts, I talk about this often, because people are still, good people are going through things like this. The short version is, he taught me to love everybody. So, now I'm on offense. I'm going to love you whether you make a mistake or not, whether you do me right or wrong. I'm going to love you regardless, because he taught me to do that in 87. 86 was a good year. That was the year before I got called to the ministry. It was like a reprieve. I made more money that year than I ever did in my life up to that point in 1986. I bought tools. I got a truck. I bought it for $100 out of the junkyard, but it was a good body. I bought a car and put the motor and transmission in it. That was my first year of business. I started with a Ford Maverick, a 74 Ford Maverick that was in decent shape. And before the year was over, I had a running truck with tools on it. And I didn't know how much money I made until I got my tithe statement, because I didn't keep a journal. I used to go to the tax lady's house with a heap with 300 receipts. And she had mercy on me. She helped me with my taxes. And I didn't do books till 2006. I didn't keep a journal to it. Well, when I had the shop, we did better with it. But anyway, nevertheless, again, I didn't go to school for business. You know, I was trained as a mechanic. I didn't go to school for business. The Lord taught me business. And Parnell, my partner, when we had the shop, he was married to my cousin. And we were so much alike in a lot of ways. But he was a Shoney's manager, so he knew business. So that's how I learned business. The Lord taught me, but Parnell was doing what the Lord taught me. And then I had the teaching of the Lord and the visual. And then I started keeping better records. So when you don't, I learned the advantage of keeping good records too. It helps you in many ways. It's not a waste of time to do your books. Nevertheless, the enemy will use tactics to try to leverage you and get you off balance so he can mess you up. So it was a lesson that needed to be learned, but everybody don't learn the same way. That's why we need to talk, and we need to share what God has given. I feel like I've been sitting on a gold mine. And I really want to share it with people. The Lord taught me a lot of things about temptation. It's designed to hurt people and involve other people. If a man cheats on his wife and starts seeing his secretary and sleeping with her, and then he leaves his wife for the secretary, that adultery hurts everybody that he knows. It hurts his wife. It hurts his children, his parents, his wife's parents, then the secretary. You know, back in the day, the man always ran off with the 20-year-old secretary like a nut. It hurts her parents and her siblings, and if she has children, her children, her friends, everybody involved, that the whole church and the community. It's like kicking everybody in the stomach because they know that it was wrong. But when you are focused on one part, you don't think about the rest of it and the ripple effect. And that's how all of Satan's operations work. So in order to not sin, like the preachers used to preach, you have to know tactics. You have to learn from the Lord. You have to have training. When the Lord train you, and he'll do it through the Old Testament. There's plenty of training in the Old Testament. All we have to do is pay attention and learn. We can learn from other people's mistakes. You can read about the whole life of David, the whole life of Saul. God was blessing them when they were doing things the right way. Curses came on them and devastations came on them when they turned. You can see what happens if they did it from the heart. Nebuchadnezzar, he got in pride from the mind, and God was able to rescue him. Saul got in pride from the heart, and he I don't believe he made it. He died begging an Amalekite to kill him. So the king of Philistine, the Philistine king wouldn't make fun of him. He was so focused on himself. And people that have pride in the heart, they usually don't. I got to find one scripture where somebody had pride in the heart and they got out of it. They're so focused within, they become the opposite of who God is. The leaven of hatred grows. Now everything that I'm saying is relevant to victory. For people to have the victory that they can be walking in, the Lord can train us to walk in greater forms of victory. That's the purpose of it. We don't have to live with satanic interference. And it's easily defeated. It's not hard. It's easy to defeat the darkness of this world. We have the love of Jesus. That's where our power is. The love of Jesus, the love that he loved towards us and the love that we have towards him, that's our power source. It's not in... See, the final result of victory is it starts and ends with the love of Jesus. The God kind of love, the agape love of Jesus. He loved us so much, he died for us. We love him so much, we receive his love. And we love others with the same love. So, when people are not doing right towards you, that doesn't have to stop you from doing right towards them. And it's a beautiful relationship. Loving people is a choice that we all share. The love we've been given, we can walk in it. That's the power source. Now, when preachers take authority over the enemy flees, the people get healed, or they get delivered, the devil gets cast out. Those things happen. That's authority. But authority is based on the love of God. And us walking in obedience to God. That's why it happens. Authority is not something that God gave us to make us look good before man. And people have used the victories that we enjoy to help people see that they, you know, to know that they can walk in victory. But victory. It happens because of the living love of God. And when we drive, I always talk, you know, recently this year, I've been talking about driving out the darkness, driving out everything that's not of God. Just like the Israelites, the Hebrews were supposed to drive out the inhabitants of Canaan land, all of them. Now, if they had done that, they would have lived without interference. Now, Joshua told them and warned them perfectly that if you don't drive them out, they'll be like smoke in your eyes and thorns in your sides. So people who walk around without knowing how to get rid of satanic interference, it's like having smoke in their eyes and thorns in your side. How can we follow God perfectly? And with the sincerity that we could be enjoying, with smoke in our eyes and thorns in our sides. These, I found the things of darkness is easily defeated. Whatever Satan does is defeatable. And it doesn't have to be in your heart. It doesn't have to be on your mind. You can be totally free from it. If you do what is written in Romans chapter 8 and Galatians 5. The end of Galatians, Galatians warn us what not to do. But it shows us that we can walk in the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit is something we choose to walk in. We have that ability. They're already there. We don't have to manufacture the fruits of the Spirit. They're in us from the new birth. All we have to do is keep our love alive. If we keep our love alive, the fruits of the Spirit will work. We become candidates for the gifts of the Spirit to operate because God builds on foundation. The fruits of the Spirit is the foundation for the gifts of the Spirit. God will give gifts to people that's already in motion, set to do His will. So if things are operating right, it's not something we can brag on ever because we couldn't originate it. If we originate it, then we can brag on it. But we know for a fact that the darkness we came out of, the things we thought was funny, the things we thought was good, and it wasn't right, and now we're walking under super grace. Every time God used me and help me do something right, I'm so thankful for it. I can't brag on the demons that run from me at all. And if it ever sounds like I am, that's not how I mean it. I'm looking at it this way. I receive the love of God, and I've also received authority, which enables me to be stable, and I can stop the darkness and stop the works of darkness in other people, so that they can live, so that they'll have a chance to repent. And I want to see God's people. Even the people, when I used to stop the gunfights, I'll tell Satan he can't kill anybody, couldn't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And they couldn't kill each other. That gave them a chance to have another day to get their mind right. And I thank God for that. Now, all I was doing my job. God gave me a grace so I could walk in it. The testimonies that I give is to inspire others. Anybody can do this. And everybody should do this. If we just walk in the ways of God and get rid of satanic interference. Our prayers avail much. Yesterday I ended talking about how the Lord will, what is He coming to you with? Make it happen. Do it. What is He saying to you? What is He promoting? What is He bringing to your attention? If He does, if he wakes you up to pray, then it's down to you. If you believe Him at that moment, if you don't fail, somebody's going to live. God don't start something He won't finish. And don't be surprised. Don't look at how big it is. Look at Him. Stay focused on Jesus. And you won't have trouble in victory. Victory has foundation and it's built on top of obedience. When obedience is your foundation, Don't be so surprised that God will work a miracle through you. But don't get in pride. Rejoice because God chose to use you. When Paul was in the worst part of jail, he rejoiced because he suffered. He was found. He was worthy enough to suffer for God, for Jesus' sake. Rejoice because your name is written, and it is written, in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the byproduct is authority and victory that follows your authority. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. All interference can be destroyed, totally destroyed. You don't have to live the rest of your life in Romans chapter 7. You can flip the page or go to the next chapter, which is chapter 8, and live from the Spirit. And the easy way to do it, fill your heart with the love of God and destroy all forms of darkness. Every root of bitterness. Everything. If you know how things work and how Satan works, you know what to stop. And whatever I can't teach you, God can. Now, I'm just sharing things he taught me. Use that and get whatever else you need from the Lord. And hopefully, God will bless you to share it with me. I'll receive it. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.